Hello, welcome to Runes of Galadon. I'm Tony.
Scott.
This is Andy.
So far, at the moment, we're the majority of Runes of Galadon. Quick note, what is the Runes of Galadon? It's confusing everyone, including ourselves from time to time. Runes of Galadon is an online, multimedia, user-generated fantasy world. It's an original fantasy world where we're using a Creative Commons to encourage people to create original content and share their ideas into the big Runes of Galadon creative community pool while retaining full ownership of their actual work, a drawing, a painting, a short story, a novel, graphic novel, RPG module, podcast,
or whatever else you want to come up with.
And hopefully we're going to get surprised with something we've never even thought of. But that's the basic gist of what's going on here, is that this is a fantasy world we're building from the ground up, and we're throwing it over to the community out there who also digs fantasy worlds. Swords, sorcery, magic, wizardry.
No spaceships, please.
No spaceships. Not on this one. Rather than trying to establish some property and then let people do a lot of fan fiction stuff, we're going the other way. We want people to build from the ground up and own their own work while everyone shares the ideas from a common pool.
Yeah, it's like a big sandbox that you go play in, but you not only just run around the world and you create the stuff, you bring the toys to play with, and then other people can use your ideas. They can't kill them off or anything crazy.
We're hoping it's going to work. Scott's going to talk about how we got started on this insanity, because it's been kicking around our heads for too long at this point.
Yeah, I think it was early 2007, Tony and I sat down one Sunday afternoon and talked about a website that we wished we could find that we couldn't. And we decided, well, maybe it would be a good idea if we actually just started one. And the idea was something along the lines of, we have a unique, original universe, and people submit content to it, and we let the community be the ones who generate 99% of the content, and updates come in on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis. And then over time, it really got refined to the point that we started to see a lot of things that could be incorporated to help us build the platform, things like the Creative Commons licenses and the CC Plus licensing structure. And we went, wow, you know, if we implemented that, that would take a lot of the legal headache out of this and would allow the creative community to figure out early on how to share their works and which works could be shared and how they could be integrated with other original ideas they had. And we started reading a lot about writers like Charles Stross and Cory Doctorow, who were big supporters of Creative Commons and were publishing their own works both in print in traditional licensing structures, but also digitally under Creative Commons licensing, so that people could push PDF copies of their novels around for free and translate them into other languages for free. Lots of things, and there just seemed to be a lot of elements coming together that made sense.
We were frustrated by the fact that, you know, during football season, I can go hourly and find updates on fantasy football. During basketball season, you can find daily stories and articles about basketball. Any sports, you can do that. When you hit something where you want to, you know, look at stuff, guys running around with swords and magic spells and the kind of fun stuff that we kind of kick and force into the closet and keep it there until we're alone, you're just out of luck. There are sites out there that do things, but you know, if you get one update a week, it's a hot site. And that just, boy, when you're sitting at the boring day job, that just doesn't cut it. It's like, I want something I can go and look at every lunch and spend, you know, 2 minutes to half an hour and find something new while I'm eating lunch at this website that's kind of takes me away from where I'm stuck.
Well, we wanted a site that didn't have a branded universe that someone already owned and controlled.
Right.
So to read the next Lord of the Rings or the next Narnia adventure as interpreted.
Man. Lawsuit.
Yeah, well.
We're going to get sued. Now. You can't mention those guys.
Not just that, but those worlds are built and they're pretty stable, and it's difficult to find new places to explore and new places to claim. And we figured that wiping the slate clean would be the right way to go.
The real key thing is you can write the greatest novel set in any of those worlds. You just get sued if you go out with it.
Yeah, that's kind of the second key thing that we wanted to do is create a world, basically create the website that wasn't out there, and then also create a way that we can create our own stories and get them published, get them seen, get people excited about them, and not worry about, yeah, getting sued or, you know, trying to, hey, I drew this drawing or I wrote this, you know, this novel I think is good, and then, okay, here I am going to spend the next rest of my life trying to get it seen by some publisher.
But we said, hey, let's tie it all together with one fantasy world. Let people build it. Let people explore it.
And share other people's ideas.
And share other people's ideas to continue to build. That, you know, one of my favorite series from the early 80s was the Thieves World series, where you had professional authors, and they're like trading around, and they're talking smack about each other's characters. And you'd see one character would be the lead in a story, and the next story, he's some guy like skulking in the shadows of an alley that the character in this story is like, oh, it's him again. I'm just going to ignore him. Hopefully he'll go away. And it was fun to get those different viewpoints and for people to have that kind of playtime. And you ended up with this very rich city with all of this info about this city that was a conglomeration of all of these different writers throwing their ideas into the pool. We're starting this, and we kind of see ourselves as being the stewards of Ruins of Galadon. We're going to basically look for the best material and put that on the website and try and keep track of continuity. We're hoping the community will help us keep track of continuity so it doesn't get out of hand and no one can take the story and run it off the rails and throw a ring in the crack of doom and end all the fun. No killing the fun.
You know, asteroids hitting the world and destroying it or anything.
Yeah, you can write that, but it's going to go into our alternate histories section, the great American what if section. That's where we're putting stuff where, wow, this is too good to ignore, but we really don't want the world to end in a flaming ball of asteroid-inspired glory.
Though that might be cool, but no.
It could be cool. That's why it's going to go in alternate histories. Right. We're not going to destroy the sandbox.
It's not going to be the official thing.
No destroying the sandbox for everybody else.
Exactly.
Let it grow first, please.
You create a city, feel free to burn it to the ground. If it's a cool story, what's going out there?
Yeah, that might be fun. You know, create your own world. Yeah, this is my little city. This is my little area. Build it up, make it really big, and then demolish it. Because you create it. You can do what you want with it.
Yeah.
But not the whole world.
Yeah.
What I loved about some of the best D&D tabletop sessions was nights where the game master is he's telling a story collaboratively with the players, where there's not some, they must start at X and they must end at Y plot line, and if they deviate from the game master's plot line, the entire evening's ruined. The best evenings were ones where the GM gives the players a starting point, having no idea where it will end up, but trusting the players that they will bring their creative elements to the table, and the players trusting the GM that he or she won't leave them lying in some ditch dying if they deviate from some unknown script. And that trust on both sides allowed this great collaborative story to be told that no one had any idea of at the beginning of the night where it would end up. And those were always the best nights. And that was what I was hoping we could do with this website, where we just kind of start the story. We give you the first line or the first paragraph and let the creative community continue the story from many points of view, many perspectives, many types of media. That to me would be the greatest experience that I could hope for with Ruins of Galadon.
That's really what we're hoping for.
Yeah, there's like a spontaneity to it because you got all these people creating different things, and in a way, it's like the sum's better than the individual pieces. You know, it's just this great story that gets created that otherwise, you know, none of us could have done on our own. So, you know, you take that with us three creating stuff, we could probably come up with something cool. Now you take that with the multitude of people on the internet, and you can come up with some really amazing, wild, this spontaneous, flowing world that, you know, otherwise could never have been told. And that's what's so exciting about this whole prospect. I remember going to art school, and we had a big wall where we put up posters and drawings and stuff like that. And it's like you got so much – the artwork was so much better because, you know, people were kind of helping each other out. Oh, try this, try that. But also you put up a drawing and someone would come up with a completely different thing and you're like, oh, I never thought about taking it that way, you know.
That's an important factor. It's one of our goals is that this will be a platform for new artists across all the different mediums. This is a place where – if we can build the interest, there'll be an audience there for your new work. It's a place for people to go and get seen, get feedback. If we're really lucky, we get some well-established artists to come in, dabble their toes in a little bit, and even more importantly, give feedback to the artisans on the site, to the people who are posting material. Get some honest feedback from some working professionals. It's a very easy way for an established artist to mentor the people who are up and coming.
Yeah, we're going to have a whole artisans corner that's going to be dedicated to people who are, you know, like if you're an artist and you want to get better, if you're a writer and you want to work on your craft, they'll have notes, you know, different website links and stuff to help you get better. So yeah, it's not just, hey, I'm a great artist, I'm a great writer, I'm going to submit my stuff. It's, hey, I want to learn how, I'm learning how to write, I'm learning how to draw, I'm learning how to do this. Come to the website, submit your stuff, check out the, you know, how-to forums, get tips from the pros and whatnot. And, yeah. You know, so it's kind of like a world where you create stuff, but you also can get influence and help and, you know, feedback to make your creation better. So it's like we're trying to add that into our sandbox community.
And once we get up and running, one of the original forums that we're going to have active when we start, it will be the Artisans Forum, where people who have submitted something and got accepted can kick it back and forth, or people who, you know, have contributed to the site in one fashion or another. And we're hoping that will turn into a venue for creative criticism. We're hoping that's a place where people can go and say, hey, I'm thinking about doing this, and get some honest feedback from the rest of the community. Get some suggestions, some help. The idea that everyone kind of fosters and help everyone else get better at their craft, as opposed to the nasty dog-eat-dog, I'm not going to help him. Why would I help him, man? He competes with me. You think of us as part of a internet-accessible portfolio for when you're trying to get your art out there, because in a lot of ways, that's one of the reasons we built this. So remember, get to work, submit something, have fun. This is supposed to be fun. And if we don't have a lot of submissions this time in a few weeks, you're probably going to have to put up with another podcast.
Yeah, this has been a real labor of love. As hard as it's been a labor of love for all of us. And we're just really excited to see where it goes. And we're hoping you guys feel the same, that you'll take ownership in this world and, you know, just create stuff, bring your characters, come in, play. And I think it really has the potential to be something really cool. So we hope you guys feel the same way.
And if you don't, tell us.
Yeah, let us know
what's not working or what you...
This is new for us, so yeah, we're kind of learning as we go. So,
and like everything else that's going to be on the website, we're looking to improve. So get cracking.
Thanks for your interest.
Yeah. Thanks for taking the time to listen to this.
Thanks for listening.
Babbling.
Yeah. If you made it to this far to the very end, we thank you for your patience.
Thank you for your patience and encourage you. Go have fun now. Now comes the fun stuff.
Go create.